What's up, y'all? Casey Ship here, and my hubby Skip.
You're listening to the Hot Moms Lifestyle Podcast. If you're looking for easy listening, you're in the wrong place. But you want to put in the work to change your life for the better, laugh a little bit, and learn a lot about yourself, get ready. This ain't no basic podcast. Here she is to give you all the tools you need to feel empowered, sexy, healthy, and informed. This is Casey Ship.
So I help goal-oriented women clear the cycle of things not working out, particularly with their hormones, their health, and we handle money blocks, relationship issues. Usually if one thing's off, the other ones are. Usually the career-driven woman is usually burning the candle at both ends, kind of burnout. Struggles with her body, the relationship. She's, you know, got the money stuff too, but maybe her career's there. So that's kind of where I was. That's who I can help end that cycle. Skip and I, we've been married for 14 years together, 16. Wanted to divorce him a couple times. Wanted to kill him a few times. We're still here. And I go over relationships. It's part of Hot Moms. On CaseyShip.com, it's part of Hot Moms. We have a whole entire course. So we're finishing out the course. And we went live yesterday in the mastermind group. And Hot Moms. And then I was like, you know what? Let's go on public, even though I don't like public because it's scarier. People don't know me. It's just like, I feel like I can't be my full self, but it is what it is. We've got 30 minutes before my coaching call starts. And we have a lot of topics to cover. I'm going to introduce Skip, but today it's the title is Stay at Home Life or Destruction. And to back it up, Skip's been working for years. He's a former ball player. He did, he's a mental coach for athletics. He's a psychic medium. He works from Higher Place, mad gifted. We laugh and call him the sage. Anyway, what is my point here? See, that somebody's on, I already forgot what I'm saying. Thyroid. Anyway, today we're going to talk about the stay-at-home life or destruction. And coming from his work life, we moved to Florida, and I was like, we kind of went out on a whim. Like, hey, I don't know how this is going to work, but it's the next step. And he had to stay at home with the kids because I was making the money. And boy, were we challenged. And my whole thing, and then you're going to talk, I am so sick of women wanting help. They need their hormones fixed. They're miserable. They are not happy, even though they feel like they should be happy because they got a house and happy, you know, healthy kids. And these women are like borderline suicidal. They're going off on their kids. It's like they're miserable. Their thyroids aren't working. All this stuff. But they're stay-at-home moms. And they feel like, oh, well, I don't want to spend that money on myself. There's a lot of guilt. There's a lot of shame. It's a different energy than a woman that works. And we're going to get into a little bit of that because he went through it. He goes, holy crap. What do you think the hardest thing was for you in the transition for being like a stay-at-home dad? What do you see?
Hanging out with young kids, you know, ours are young, but or just even if they're babies, and professional life and working and everything, it's kind of like exciting, and you get to, you know, climb the ladder or, you know, build your business or anything like that. When it comes to kids, man, you kind of just keep them alive and you babysit and you love them to death. But there's only so many times you can explain, you know, why the sky's blue.
It's selfish, y'all. Staying at home is selfish.
No.
It is.
I
get it. But you're not helping your household out because you're going to be happier if you're doing something, if you've got something else outside of your kids. Because what are they going to do when their kids leave the house?
Well, you're speaking out of lane just a little bit because, we could have moved to Florida and I'd have gone to work. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to be with the kids because it's the first opportunity I ever had in my life to where I could be with my kids. And I thought that it would be a lot easier than it was because me not working, not building new friendships, not having other, you know, men.
Not having to worry about money.
Well, not worrying about money was nice. But at the same time, I didn't feel like I could spend any because none of it was mine.
Bam.
So if I had to spend something on the kids, then yeah, I'd do that. So I pretty much would buy them stuff because it's fun to shop. But I was afraid to buy myself anything. Didn't want to work out. too tired to work out. If I finally go to the gym, it's just a moment of quietness, and the last thing I want to do is work out.
And the resentment he had so much guilt around, like, taking time for himself.
I felt like a third child.
And he was. I told y'all. Remember me saying, like, I've got three kids?
Maybe it's because you called me a third child all the time.
Well, we talk about how we clear all that up in Hot Moms, but this is for, like...
It's tough. It's tough. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is I've built businesses. I've played on, you know, large teams and done pretty big shit stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. But the raising kids and not having a professional life is so hard. It's almost like... it's hard to feel like you're growing. So then you get depressed, you know, and it led me to, I almost walked out in the ocean and killed myself.
And then you're not a good dad.
No.
You and think that you're going to be there for your kids, but meanwhile.
But the self-destructive part is I feel so bad about how sometimes I treat the kids because I'm freaking tired of hearing what they have to say. And it's, you know, it just wears on you big time. So to say it's stupid to stay at home, it's not. It's hard.
It's. I wanted to do the same thing, y'all.
But there needs to be an end date.
I wanted an end date.
An end date.
Like, when I first had the kid, I wanted to be the mom who breastfed for 2 years, who had him out in the forest with no medication, who wanted to homeschool till they were fucking 18, freaking 18. Like, I've been there, too, but I was in a hormonal, I was in this vulnerable, weird mindset, and I had to snap out of it, thanks to support like you. I want to read the question real quick. Lacey said, Steve and I are in this situation with him staying at home because I work, and Steve said it's the hardest job ever. Yeah, and you're... It's not good. It's not good at all. We had to hire we're looking for nannies and stuff like that and babysitters, and I know what you're thinking. Well, it's going to cost more money to hire help than to go to work.
That's usually the catch-22, but the thing is, if you set an end date, which we have,
yeah,
and it was mainly as soon as they both got school age.
But in the midst of that, we've had to create this, and this is where I've got beef with husbands who don't want to pull out and get vasectomies. It's the same energy. You know this, too. You don't like those kind of men. I'll say to the women on my coaching calls, honey, you need an hour or 2 hours in every day where you leave the house by yourself. They trip out.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to watch the kids? My husband's going to wonder what I'm doing. I can't find any help. I can't do any help. Speak on that.
That's exactly... If I left the house after I've been with the kids all the time, I couldn't think of anything to do. Like, I've driven to a parking lot and just sat there
and not even
listening to the radio now. But the whole time I was gone, I was nervous because I got to hurry and get back.
How'd you get over that?
You kept telling me that it didn't matter, that I needed to stay out, that I needed my time.
So if you've got a husband or anybody... if you are in a state of martyrville and victim, you're going to come at him differently, and you're going to be like, you're going to cause like a shit storm probably the way you're coming at him. But if you have a truly supportive husband that wants to see you happy and doesn't want you just beat down in the home where he's got power over you because maybe he's afraid you're going to leave him or something, and he wants you to be happy because he's going to get more head, okay? I'm saying like this is going to happen. It's if he happy wife, happy life, baby. If he is not okay with you having 2 hours a day by yourself, there's a problem.
And he may not know what the reason for it is. I mean,
what should she tell him?
I don't know, man. There's just a lot. First, you just got to start talking through the stuff because, you know, it's the self-defeating feelings that I would have is no matter how bad I needed to pick something up from the store.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what it was. I wasn't walking in that damn place with my kids.
Well, I know the thing.
And then when I didn't have them, the last thing I wanted to do is go to Target.
Me too. Yeah.
So it's like you start self-defeating, man. I have all these things that I'd like to accomplish today, and it's like X, 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 and I spend two hours at the, you know, playground.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just feel like I didn't accomplish anything. But... I think a lot of people can find accomplishment in it. And if the relationship's working right, I can't imagine, man. All right, so check this out. If I grew up and the story that was told to me is find a good man, makes good money, and be the homemaker, okay? And I was groomed or told to do that. Well, then I would be doing it, and I would know that that's...
You would think that's what's supposed to
happen. Yeah, and I'm to say that a lot of people, I think that that's maybe how they came up with what they do.
They think they're doing what they should do.
And
church teaches that a lot also.
the professional who ends up just, it's the right, you know, logical to stay at home with the kids, that's real hard for them.
Oh, now what about when you thought you had to be the provider?
Like with...
When you thought you had to be the money financial provider and you never had any money, it's like we made money, we never had any money, we always had debt, always trying to catch up. Like, that was hellstorm too.
Yeah, and that was stress. So I can say being with the kids, I'm not stressed out, but
guess what happened?
But it's not all the time. And then it's like, I really miss it. Like, we just go on a date and I miss being with the kids.
Right. But guess what happened? We realized that, and we go through this in Hot Moms. Look, if you're listening, you're like, well, what did y'all do? We go through all the how in Hot Moms. This is just to give you an example so that you don't feel so alone. Okay. You'll realize quickly that no matter what the situation is, the energy is what's constant. Skip had so many anger issues. He had so many deep-seated issues. He had thyroid issues, like hormonal issues, mommy, daddy stuff. His parents passed. Like, he went through some shit, ex-wife from, oh my God. It's a lot. So money problems, relationship problems, stay-at-home dad problems, he was always in it. His problems always had him in it. And not until he took responsibility and chose differently and decided that he was going to not stay in the pain anymore, did things change. Mm. So we could sit here all day in our wounded ass state of being a woe is me and look what all I do in codependency. Mm. It's codependency.
And you could never help me in the way that I feel, just like a husband.
You can't change
a mom. He, you know, there's just no win. You both got to go, hey, man, are you working? You got to know which direction, you know, we're going to go in. Like, if you know that I'm ready to get back into the world,
yeah,
then now we can work together to get there.
Well, just like sex, we had the sex video. Like, we realized that we had so many blocks and shame and guilt. Do you know people? I have women that call in.
I felt gross about sex because I was around the kids so much.
Women call in and say, they're like, I just want to be able to keep up with my husband. He wants to have sex so much. And I mean, I just do it. And I'm like, oh, I remember. Bad. I remember.
But I did that to you.
And I remember that.
And that makes me feel like a freaking idiot.
And I, though, was taught. I had so many wounded feminine ideas about men and what I should be doing. And it was so whack, y'all. It was so whack. But just know that that's not okay. You feeling like you have to have sex with him is not okay. Him feeling like he needs sex to feel connected or be happy is not okay. Like, you have to sit and come together and separate and deal with your own shit. So I'm just saying, like, we've been through.
There's a small issue, though, that if you'll find it and handle it, man, that sex just comes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, that, we had to plan it for a while. And then we realized this week, like, dude, we did it out of plans. We're getting somewhere now.
Yeah.
He had hormone issues. I had hormone issues. We each had so much baggage.
Mm-hmm.
So much emotional baggage. And then we were so codependent, y'all. We almost got divorced. We were so codependent. I don't know if you know what that is. It's like people pleasing. You don't feel important unless you're taking care of somebody else. You almost feel like, I used to make all his appointments for him, like make all his appointments. Now it's like, you make your own dentist appointment. You know what I mean? Like, well, let me just get you set up with this girl. Here's what you need. That's codependent, and it will wreck you. It's thinking that you can change them or you can do something so they'll do something.
And there's a lot of hooks for codependent. Codependent's like a strip of freaking Velcro. It's going to attach here or over there. Like, with our codependency, like, if I felt like making a decision or doing something, I had to consider you.
And then I'd be like, for years, I'd go, Skip, what do you want?
I don't know. What do you want? Because I'm going to go with what you want because I want to avoid, you know, blah, blah, blah.
He didn't know what he wanted for the longest time. This year is the first year he knows what he wants. And I mean, what you said it yesterday, the magic word.
It's not the first year. It's the first year since kids. Like, I've known what I've wanted. I just, for the last 2 or 3 years, I haven't.
Yeah. Well,
I knew what I did.
His mom died and he went into a downward spiral, you know, alcoholism,
my daughter quit talking to me, wrote me a fuck you letter.
Yeah, I mean, he went through a lot there. For me, a lot of females were abandoning him, and he had a lot of abandonment wound, a lot of abandonment issues, which when he has abandonment issues, he's going to show up to me in a different way, which is going to cause me to abandon him. So it's like you really have to work on your own triggers and core wounds to come together and have that
partnership. She said, I'll fill you on that, Skip. That's crazy.
But the stay-at-home role, which I like to call it like that.
Yeah.
You always, like, the stay-at-home role is an awesome, it's an awesome role.
Yeah.
Man, that shit will eat you up if you don't put some guidelines. Well, here's some,
the men, they literally, they expect, and a woman thinks it's her job to do the cleaning, take care of, everything, and all he does is make money, like that movie Sing, that fat pig that comes home, and all he does is, go to work, and she does everything else. That's not okay. She needs help. Like, let's just start here.
Mm-hmm.
To give them one thing, because we go deeper in hot moms, but one thing they can take today, if they feel guilty, ashamed, like their husbands are going to have a problem with it. Cause I'm a stay at home mom. I'm supposed to clean house. I'm supposed to be here all the time and be the homemaker. How am I going to ask for help so I can leave the house without the kids? That's my job.
Here's what helped me, man. So when it came to the housework, folding clothes. I mean, that's a long story, but I mean, that was kind of like my chore as a kid, and I had to fold the whole family's clothes, and my hands like don't fit into little tiny girl clothes to try to turn them inside. Anyway, aside from that, I had to realize that if I'm going to fold clothes, I'm going to fold it perfect.
He's really good.
And I don't care. I watched YouTube videos just on folding. I still haven't got the, what do you call those, fitted sheets?
Yeah, I don't think anybody has
that. I hate a fitted sheet, but I wouldn't have known that if I hadn't started doing this. But then can I get the boys all the way through the day where they didn't get grumpy because they weren't hungry? Did I have my cooler fixed? It was kind of like I turned it into a job that I would have.
Yeah. You had a schedule.
But then there was expectations that I put on myself. Like, I want this done. And then if you would tell me to do something, I'd be like, no, I got to do this.
So boundaries.
And so that's why, I mean, framework and boundaries is a great start, because once you start exercising that, you want to expand it outside of the house. And I would say that's the best way to.
Well, most women, though, stay-at-home moms also are overweight. Their thyroids are a wreck.
And I get it, because you're taking care of somebody else and you're sacrificing yourself.
Some martyr syndrome.
And then you're going to be less valuable to your kids. I'm just saying, I've done that.
Say that one more time for the people in the back. If you don't take care of yourself first, you're going
to
be what?
Less valuable to the kids. You're holding down the parent position, but you're not as good as you could possibly be at it.
Mm.
Because a lot of times you don't show up for that. And as long as you're just there, you do the job.
Mm.
And that's like showing up to a 9-to-5, clocking in, and trying to do the least amount of shit you can do.
You're hungover.
Yeah. Yeah. And hell, I think, you're pretty much, I was a hungover stay-at-home dad there for a while.
Yeah, he was alcoholic.
Not stay-at-home dad. No, because we moved here.
He was a working alcoholic.
I was a working
alcoholic. Do you know how many stay-at-home moms every day drink wine? Every day.
Oh, I would probably all day long. If you hadn't told me to stop, I'd be high and drunk all day. I'm just kidding. That wasn't me. But the point I want to make, and we'll leave this topic with that, is structuralize and do it with your partner. Do it with your husband or your wife, whoever the professional is.
How can he ask? How can she go and ask?
Ask what?
Well, I guess because
just start putting a framework together, and then the partner's probably going to realize, hey, shit looks good around here, man. What do you, thank you. And you didn't do it for them. You did it because you wanted to be better at what position you had. And that usually,
how can she work in alone time?
Oh, you just go get it. Like, you just got to leave.
Until
there's not many. If you just got to say, first, I need 2 hours a day. When can we do it? And it's a choice. Either hire some babysitter for 2 hours or just let me go for 2 hours. And that's it.
Okay.
And then, 2 to 4 will be good. Or, 8 to 10 will be good. Whenever you set it up like sex. Remember how we did that? Mm-hmm. That was the weirdest thing I've ever done in my damn life.
And I had so much blockage around
those
sex.
I was so embarrassed that I had to be at home at 10 o'clock on a Tuesday to have sex.
You just told our time.
Huh?
He just told our time.
Well, why are they going to show up?
If y'all get it on camera, please tag me. I want to, in the proceeds, I need to make some extra money. We could make a lot of money from that. But anyway, we good, man.
Money for 30 seconds of work.
Yeah, 30 seconds, man.
3 minutes.
Cue Missy Elliott.
y'all, for real though.
I don't want them to. I want every person that has been in my position of the stay-at-home parent to know that, man, don't feel stupid. Sometimes you make it sound like that's just a stupid thing to do. Don't do it. No, man, it's a freaking pretty badass thing to do. But your kids don't need it till they're 15. Because all the work that I did with the counseling, the kids that the stay-at-home parent that's riding with their kids who are driving, like, it's about time to not be a stay-at-home parent.
But that's the parent that does everything out of fear, like.
I don't know. And if that parent's super happy and everything's banging for them,
that I'm kid's also going to grow
that
up.
Are not happy.
Yeah, and those kids are going to grow up, and guess what? They're not going to go after their dreams because they may make you sad. They are going to feel responsible for their
happiness.
No, they're
going to grow up and keep making you happy. That's what mine did.
Toxic family enmeshment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. See, we're getting ding-dings here. Okay, yeah, if you've got any questions, you know, specific questions on this, because it's going to trigger a lot of people, you know. It is what it is. But that's why I'm here. My name's
the
Casey.
The full-time parent, man. That's a topic full-time that's parent. Like.
Here's the deal. Here's my beef.
Oh, to go with that one.
I'm doing inner work. I've done the inner work. I did not like my husband. He was on edge, not happy, and all that. We were fighting more. And I was like, look, dude, you need to get away. About 2 hours a day. You got to have some time. Let's figure out a time. I came to him. Your husband, if he's not up on that, he sure as hell don't want to piss you off. So you may have to go out and ask and speak up, activate that throat chakra and ask for what you need. You guys want to support us, right?
Yeah, but okay. And if you are in the mindset that I've been in before and I'm supposed to ask you for some time and my confidence pretty much is in the, you know,
zero in the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Threw it away with the last diaper. Then I'm going to come to you and go, hey, you know, I mean, I'm so sorry. And I mean, is there any time that I could possibly, you know, get away? And then you would say, what? What do you mean? I'm like, I just need some time alone. You're here. You're at home all day long. You know, that's not, no, you need to go. I'm putting a process together. And I'll show it to you. Hey, look, I'm going to do this during this time and this time. This is kind of just my shit that I do at home. But I need a 2-hour break where I'm gone without the kids, all by myself, if you want to still have a relationship. Otherwise.
Period.
Yeah, because, and it's not like I'm going to kick you out if you don't give me 2 hours. No, I'm pretty much going to be a shithole or kill myself.
Or we ain't having sex. Or I'm going to be a shithole or whatever. Yeah.
And
you told me, you go, where's the girl I married? I'm like, bitch, I was 19 with no responsibility. But explain the difference. Where was I at when you
were? Oh, no, you won that argument pretty damn quick, though, because you were just a little girl.
I was just a little girl, but still, have I come back around and we've had some fun, but better?
Yeah. I mean, you're now everything I liked about you when I met you.
Which was what?
Where I couldn't even realize you're really that young because you had a fake ID and, like, I mean, you were way
too. I had to grow up quick, man.
Yeah, you had the hard life, but it was a thing where, shit, man, there was just common factor where we just could get shit done. You know?
We could get shit done, but he told me, he goes, you know what I like about you? You're down for whatever. You're laid back, man. You're fun. You like to have fun. Because, you know, like most women.
That's what it was.
Most women, we're uptight. We feel responsible for everything. We're running around frantic, franny. We're not taking care of ourselves. And now getting into what I've learned and I teach in Hot Moms, if we ain't right, if we're not in flow state, you know, if we're not right, there's nothing's going to go well. So I've had to find out what truly matters and what's most important, which is me.
Mm-hmm.
And not in a narcissistic way. He's the most important thing. Matter of fact, when we start having issues, guess what? We've neglected ourselves. We've neglected our relationship. Look at your body. If you hate your body, you've neglected the motherfucker, the freaking thing.
Yeah.
If you neglect your money, you don't focus on wealth consciousness. Mm-hmm. You ain't gonna have no money.
And that's the whole. If you don't use it, you lose it. And then when you start staying at home with the kids, you kind of feel like you're losing a.
And
lot.
You get resentment because you see the other parent. They get to leave.
I don't see anybody.
But they get
the
to leave.
The last thing I want to do is hang out with people who feel as bad as I do about. I've met some of the dirtiest, just.
It's those
most
moms.
Pitiful moms yelling like. Going nuts at the playground.
Oh, God.
And there's, and I mean, you know, and it's so one-sided. I'm like the only dude that's ever out there.
So funny.
Did you tell him your wife died? What'd you tell him that time? He lied to
the... Oh, it just depends a lot on every single one of them.
Fuck.
No, I mean, it's like... Most of the time they say, oh, dad's got the kids today, huh? And I'm like, yeah, fuck. No, bitch, I got them every damn day. I know their doctor's name. I know the last time they brush their teeth. I know
what size feet
they are.
He knows their shoe size. I have to call him, like, mm-hmm. Hey, what's their shoe size?
And I've been the guy who didn't. I remember my ex-wife, man. I didn't know. She had me sitting on the stand, and the judge had asked me a question. He goes, when did your daughter have her shots? And fuck, I don't know.
She didn't even let him come in the room in her doctor's visits. She purposefully didn't want him.
Anyway, that's about her. So that's the contrast between our situation and that situation. But the fact that somebody like me gets offended when someone goes, oh, daddy's got the kids today, and I want to bow up, and I'm sitting there thinking, this is a lady. You know what I'm saying? I'm offended, man.
But they have, it's because.
And then where's my flag? I can fly around going, no, dads can do this too, bitch.
It's when we go to restaurants and they push the check to him.
I know. I'm like, she's got the money.
What? Man. I can't make
the money. Don't you see me feeding the kids?
Is it because I'm a white lady?
Didn't I go to the bathroom the last three times that he said he had to pee?
It's awesome, y'all. Look. It gets so real.
No, I can get offended, man. I sit there and I want like a little circle of people where we can sit around and bitch about feminine toxicity or something.
Feminine toxicity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew that was going to be a hard word to say.
So anyway, I got a coaching call at 1:00. We're going to go into the mastermind. We're going to talk about divorce and how to go through the whole being a bonus mom, being the whole divorce stuff with a toxic ex, not a good ex, with a very toxic ex, like certifiable. Okay. There's some stuff there, but we're going to go through all that. We've been there. How many years? Holy crap. We've been through it. I mean, I met her when she was 3 and now she's 19. We've been there. Been in the court.
And I have an adopted daughter.
Yeah, adopted daughter. So we're going to go over everything divorce, how to show up your best and clear those cycles and why they're there and how to actually get what you want and be happy and not feel like a victim of circumstance. That's going to be in the relationship codes, kcshipp.com/shop or in Hot Mom. So if you want to know more about this stuff, this was just like a little teaser thing. But we go deep and we go into the emotional work, the mindset work, creating new neural pathways like science-based stuff and emotional from a higher place, 5D shit, kcshipp.com/book-a-call. All right.
Welcome to the last name Ship.
Nice. All right.
Skip Ship.
It's been real. And then Skip, he is actually launching, not Husbands of Hot Moms, but.
I need a name for it. I just want to call it The Dads.
With a Z. So let us know just in the comments the what you think.
With a Z.
His should be called. He's got how many years of mental coaching?
All of them. I mean, seriously, 20. 20 years?
20 years of mindset coaching. He's worked with a lot of MLB players. And then now he helps husbands of my girls, right? Because you're going to need some help. You're going to need support from your spouse. And you can't force them into it. And that's going to cause a problem. So he's launching his beta. Be sure you're in the free group. We're going to go over that. And it's only going to be like a one-time type heavy discounted thing. So be sure to join the free group so you know about it. So you can tell your hubby about him. How much weight are you down right now? 62?
60.
62 pounds. He's going to hook you up with the hormones. He's going to get the husbands up to speed for you. Or maybe he gets right, so you just get what you need, okay? And your children can finally have a different life than you had growing up, right? All right.
I don't think one single partner can create a better life for themselves without the other partner adjusting with them.
And you can't make them, though.
I'm just saying that's just kind of what it is. Just do it and see what happens. And then, but I think everything that could go wrong has happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got some compassion there on understanding.
100%.
Well, what if this happens? Or what if she says this? Gotcha.
Yeah. And he's psychic. So you can see things that you can't. So, all right. Mm-hmm. Getting Hot Moms group. I love y'all. See you soon. I hope you enjoyed it. Hey, do me a favor if you like this and leave a positive comment because,
Tell me a fucking negative one. Come on. Don't be like that. Subscribe. Tell your friends about this podcast. Tell your friends about my brand, because we are looking for goal-oriented bitches who want it all. Who want it all? We'll help you remove those invisible blocks. All right. Y'all have fun, and be sure to join my free Facebook group, The Hot Mom's Lifestyle. Holla. All I gotta do is go, go, get, get, stay up by my business, ball till I fall, say what, gloss until I finish, hey. I dare go, go, yeah. Get, get, stay up by my business, okay. I live in jail, right. Keep me stacking me, it's yeah. The city.
Thanks for listening to the Hot Moms Lifestyle Podcast with Casey Shipp. Be sure to follow us at Casey Shipp on Instagram or subscribe to Casey Shipp on YouTube. Till next time.